This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The state's epidemiologist says Colorado's COVID-19 numbers remain low. CPR health reporter John Daly.
Dr. Rachel Herlihy says the positivity rate, the percentage of positive tests, is up slightly above 3%, but
our 7-day moving average number of cases right now is 294. Again, very low levels.
Herlihy also addressed a gap between Colorado COVID-19 data and the CDC's data that shows up in places like the New York Times website. She says what appears to be a rise in cases is really due to backlog data the state recently added to its dashboard and not a reflection of any current increase in cases. She says the state dashboard is the most accurate source and they're working with CDC to resolve the discrepancy. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado Democratic Senator John Hickenlooper says he will vote to confirm Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. He made the announcement after meeting with her early today. In a statement, he says Jackson has a brilliant legal mind and that her experience as a judge and public defender gives her an understanding of how the justice system, quote, affects real people. The rock band Foo Fighters have canceled their upcoming tour after drummer Taylor Hawkins died in Columbia last week. The band was slated to pass through Denver and play at Empower Field at Mile High Stadium in early August. Hawkins was found dead in his hotel before an upcoming show in Bogota. The band has not yet released details about ticket refunds. Right now in Denver, it's 45 degrees with rain. In Grand Junction, it's 48 degrees. This is CPR News.